One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Hey, everybody, got to roll with the punches. Our old friend Van Morrison. Welcome to Hibernian Radio. It's your old pal Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to the show. So glad you could join us once again. We're brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen over on Cicero Avenue in Oak Lawn. What a show we got tonight. And I got this is our 21st show. It's a milestone, 21st show. We're legal now. But, you know, one of the things we've done, what we've chosen to do, obviously we've had Irish shows for years and years and years. But with this show, Hibernian Radio, we decided to focus on Irish first responders. And the reason for that is because we're trying to discover the myths growing from our own experiences here in Irish Chicago. All we have to do is look to our Irish police, firefighters, and paramedics. These are the heroes of our time fighting in a war that never ends, risking their lives for the safety and well-being of us and our families. So that's what Hibernian Radio is all about. We're trying to uncover the oral history and stories of our mythical Irish heroes and warriors. And to start the show tonight, I have a legendary Irish warrior, Mr. Morgan McGarry. He's a firefighter, EMT with the Chicago Fire Department. Morgan, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Hooley. Thanks for having me.
Morgan is a descendant of the great, late great Marty McGarry.
That's right.
Marty McGarry Boxing Gym, and you have picked up the mantle and proceeded with it, and that's terrific.
Keep it going.
Yeah, so keeping it going. You're also a veteran, United States Marine Corps.
I was in the Marines, yeah.
Did you go to any of those bad places?
Well, I was in Kuwait in 03 and Iraq in 06.
Oh, okay. So those are bad places. They were then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was to be expected. It wasn't too bad by us. So we made the best of it.
How long have you been on the fire department?
Going 6 years now.
Oh, okay.
Since 2013, 2014.
So you've made the adjustment.
Yeah. It was.
Your family has made the adjustment.
For the most part, yeah. It's different. I was an electrician for 10 years.
Oh, were you?
So, you're working.
Side job.
Same. Yeah. Every day. You know, it's. I got, daddy daycare on the side for right now. But
oh, wow.
Little side jobs here and there, but.
And now, what firehouse are you at?
I'm up in Uptown at Wilson and Racine, truck 22. I'm on a truck there.
Get a lot of action there.
We stay busy.
I'll bet you do. Yeah. Because it's busy. Strange territory. There's dragons out there.
There are, yeah. There's a little bit of everything up there.
Yeah.
Diversity is an understatement there.
Yes. any special memories on the truck?
They're all special, So every day is different, so that's the best thing.
You were telling me what makes it fun is the guy who's on, depends on who's on the truck.
Yeah,
with
we got a good crew, and that makes the day, you
want to give a shout out to some of those guys?
On the truck, we got our officer, Captain Brevernell. He's a great guy. Our drivers, John Sergani, he's been there for 32 years. Myself, and then we got Mike Carroll, John Sestanich, and Brian Terrell on the truck. And then on the engine there, we got Engine 83. We got Dan Cooley as a lieutenant. Tony Garcia is the engineer there. Danny Murphy, another Irish guy. Pat Coyne.
Pat Coyne? Any relation to Jimmy Coyne with the Plumbers Union? He probably wishes he was. Yeah.
No, paramedic is Lance Grossman, but he's always detailed out, so we rarely see him. But all good guys. We laugh a lot.
Good.
We have good times. And I don't think we got a new guy, too, Jack Dardanes. He's there. He just moved in there.
Is he a probationary, is what they call it?
No, he's out. He's out of his area now. But, he transferred in there last couple orders ago. So
when you're at one house, do you stay there for, your whole career, or what happens?
You can. You could transfer houses if, every couple times a year, there's an order that comes out. You can request to put in for another house.
Oh. Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that going on right now. But you need seniority if you want to go to certain places, you know. Certain places, you need a lot of seniority.
Oh, the best houses.
Yeah, they're coveted houses.
Oh, really? Can you say which ones those are? I'll take that as a no.
It depends who you are. You know, like I said, the spot I'm at now is pretty good. We don't get a whole lot of fires.
Yeah.
But we're busy enough with everything else, too. You know, we get accidents, Lakeshore Drive. The lake is right there, so we get people in the water.
You told me there was one here on the way down here?
I don't know. There was so much traffic, and then I saw a couple ambulances, so there had to have been something going on.
Do you know Ed Finneran? We had him on the show. He's a scuba cop, but he's on that Marine unit.
Okay. Yeah,
it's a pretty harrowing tales to tell.
Yeah, that'd be a good,
good
gig.
Good for you. You're out there, every third day? Is that?
Yeah.
Not a bad gig.
So I'll be there. I'll be up there tomorrow. So come say hi.
Yeah, sure. I go up to uptown all the time. It's such a beautiful neighborhood.
A cup of coffee. It's up and coming. Still up and coming. For the last 30 years.
But you're here to talk about the Great McGarry Boxing Club, and you got a big boxing exhibition coming up Friday, June 7th, out St. Barnabas. Actually, I was there last year. What a great night But the boxing was indoors in the gym.
We're kind of debating.
Depends on
we
the
had
weather.
Planned to have it outside, and the weather was iffy all day, so we didn't want to get the ring soaking wet, so we had to go to Plan B and bring it inside. And it actually turned out pretty good. So we're going to have it inside again. It's kind of easier to control everything. And
it was. You want to go in and watch the fights or go out and socialize.
Yeah,
and
they had the big screen projector.
That's right.
So that was a last-minute idea that the guys came up with, and it worked out great, and they're going to do that again. I think it'll be a little better. Be able to see it a little better. There's a little
the projection
glare.
Screen?
Yeah. So they're going to have a little better setup this year because that was a last-minute thing. It'll have the speakers will be set up a little better outside too.
Who works on that with you? A committee from St. Barnabas?
There's a committee, and there's going to be a meeting tonight to kind of
tonight Wednesday May 22nd. Well, they won't hear this.
No.
Okay.
But I'm going there at 8:00.
Okay.
So we're going to meet. Let me see if I can. I'm going to forget everybody.
Everybody's now. How many fights you got scheduled?
Well,
that's still looking.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah?
I would like to have between 8 and 12, you know, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So, you know, last year I think I had 16 matches the day before and ended up with like 8 or 9.
Oh, really? Some of them cancel at the last minute, or
You know, some people don't show up, or you know, this guy doesn't show up, or the coach, you know, they don't say who they are, how the weights, but. That's to be expected almost every time.
Is there the fire department has a boxing program as well, right?
Yeah.
Are you involved with that?
I do a bit of coaching with them too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Because they have Battle of the Badges, right?
About a month ago or so.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where'd they have that?
De La Salle. Yeah. That's a good.
That's a great that's night. I was when it was at St. Rita. I went to it one night.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Years ago.
It was like 15 years now. That's a good show, a good event too.
Yeah.
So they raise a lot
and that's
of money
a fundraiser, basically.
Yeah. They do a lot for, I think, special children's charities, fire department charities, 100 Club.
The 100 Club's very involved with this show.
That stuff.
Joe Aaron is our friend.
They're, what's the other? There's a few other charities that we put money up for, so. It's a good time and a good event. Fire department wanted again this year.
I've seen pictures of you at the firehouse. You got a heavy bag there, right?
We have. Yeah, I brought two heavy bags there.
Yeah.
So the one that was there when I first got there had too much dust on it. It was falling apart, so I had to bring in some other old bags.
You know, the boxing club, McGarry Boxing Club, is on top of your dad's garage, right?
It's the whole garage.
Is it still there?
Yeah, that's
the whole garage now.
So you got the ring and a few heavy bags upstairs, a speed bag, double end bag upstairs, and downstairs. You've got weights and a couple other bags you slide back and forth. And it's mats you can skip rope.
Is your mom still live in the house?
She does, yeah.
Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy.
She's a doll.
She's, yeah,
tell
she's
her I said hi.
I will, yeah.
So where do you live? Do you live like a block away or a couple blocks away?
Yeah, I live at 105th and Hoyne.
Oh, okay. So and that's what, at 103rd and Hoyne?
No, it's 102nd and Hoyne.
Okay.
So just a couple
blocks. So you're a block away, yeah. And how often do you teach there?
Try to get there on my days off. So, you know, three days a week maybe,
four days
sometimes.
Are you the only coach there or are there other coaches there?
Yeah, but I have some guys help me out. Steve Haywood helps me out.
He's a neighborhood legend.
So you might see him on the card Friday.
Oh, really? How old is he?
How old is he now? He's 20. Is he 30 yet? I don't know. He's 20. Well,
that's what you want to see is some big bruisers in there.
Yeah,
because, I mean, it's fun to watch the little kids knock their brains out, but it's better to watch the big guys knock their brains out, you know?
I like to see them use their skills to evade the punches from getting their brains knocked out. But
three rounds. Each fight is three rounds.
Yeah, three rounds from a minute and a half.
Are they
three-minute
rounds?
2 minutes.
Two-minute rounds, yeah.
2 minutes. Some might be a minute and a half, younger guys.
Oh, yeah. That's probably wise. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah, Steve does good, though, too. He's been around for a while. He's fought all these guys out there, so.
Whatever happened to Malachi Farrell? I remember when we thought he was going to be the next heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, I don't know. He
let himself go. I didn't say that about you, really, Malachi. I don't want him coming after me.
No, Malachi's a good guy.
He
I haven't talked to him
guy.
In a little while, though, now. I saw him.
His dad was a fireman, right?
Yeah.
BJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a character.
Good people, man. And Farrell's all good people.
Yeah. Who else? Any other up-and-comers that you guys are bringing along?
You know, they come and go.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes it's like basketball season or baseball season. So in between those, or they'll come in for a few weeks or a month or something, and then, you know, they'll kind of disappear or go on to other things. But some of the kids stay around, and they're doing pretty well. I'm trying to get one young kid of his first fight, but it's hard to match him.
His first professional fight?
No, his first amateur fight. He's a junior in high school. So
now, I remember years ago, Tommy Zbikowski had his first professional fight, and we all went down to New York City, Madison Square. Were you there for that?
I was not. No.
You missed a party.
What year was that?
I can't remember. It was in the early 2003, 2004, something like that.
Yeah.
But what a night.
I remember hearing about it,
Your dad was there. So was Ollie. Ali was there.
I might have been away at that time.
I don't think the Moocher was there. Moocher died, I heard.
Yeah, he passed away a couple years ago now.
One of the firefighters here last week was telling us a story. They're working the firehouse, and he's the guy who has to stay up all night. There's a knock at the door at like 3 in the morning, and Moocher is at the door and needs gas money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where did this guy come from? God rest his soul.
Yeah, you know, we didn't see him too often.
Now, is Ali still involved in the fight game?
Not too much, but he'll help out when I ask him. I'll see him for coffee every once in a while.
There's great pictures of your dad and Ali and Muhammad Ali together. Yeah. Just terrific.
Yeah, there's a good one.
You know, just about a month ago, I do a film festival at the Gene Siskel Film Center every year, the Irish American Movie Lily. And whenever they have a Irish film come through, now they ask me to help promote it. And so we had these two gals from Ireland who made a film called Float Like a Butterfly. And it was about a tinker girl who wanted to be a boxer and loved Muhammad Ali. And I happened to mention in passing, I know Muhammad Ali's daughter. And they went, what? So a pickle brought Jamila on opening night. And these two chicks from Ireland went nuts.
Yeah, she's nice too.
And she was terrific.
Yeah.
She came out, she had an Ireland shirt on, you know, and she looked like a movie star, you know, and it was just a terrific night. And it was good. It was good, you know, but the whole legacy of Muhammad Ali and everything is just terrific. And it lives on through his kids and everything.
Yeah, they're doing good. Yeah, she's a nice, very nice streamer.
She
nice
really is.
Too, yeah.
She puts up with pickle. Come on. It's got to be. All right, so is it tough to get tickets for this thing or what?
No, you can actually, I think they have the link up. You can get them online or you can just get them at the door. You show up and get them at the door.
Where do you get the link?
The St. Barnabas School.
There's something on Facebook, I know that.
yeah, there'll be something on Facebook too. I think that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, is if that's live yet or not. I should actually.
Actually, that's why I looked it up today, but I went to your Facebook page, Morgan McGarry.
I'm not
active.
Too good at Facebook.
Gee, I never would have noticed, known that. You're what you call taciturn. You know what taciturn means?
Never heard that one.
It means you don't talk a lot.
Sometimes you don't need to talk too
much.
No,
you don't. Ah, there you go. Clint Eastwood here. But you are a tough guy. I know that. So I'm not going to get you riled.
I have good coaches.
So they can go and see little kids fight, and they may see some actual any heavyweights?
Maybe if Steve fights. I'm trying to match a few of them up. But, again, waiting to hear back from coaches and to see if they want to make sure their fighters are ready. So they're going to get back to me again. So, you know, sometimes the kids don't show up for a couple weeks, and then you're not going to put them in the fight.
Oh, you mean at the gym they don't show up?
Yeah, certain gyms. Yeah. I've had that same issues too. You're like, hey, I got to fight for this kid. All right. So he disappears for a couple weeks, shows up like the day before, and all of a sudden it's like,
hey, what are you, crazy?
What the hell you think you're going to fight? You've been not training for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Get out of here, you know, so.
And how old are these guys? Teenagers?
Yeah, teenagers. Yeah. Okay. 20s, you know.
Oh,
so,
20s.
All ages.
Yeah.
Anywhere from 10 to, let's see, 40 probably.
40?
One guy I think is trying to match up, he's 47.
Holy cow.
Richie Casillas is still in there.
Oh, Richie, yeah.
He's
still
too.
In there taking punches?
He's good work, man. He's in good shape.
But he helps out a lot.
Oh,
he
yeah.
helps you guys a
yeah,
lot.
He does.
He's a corner man and everything.
He
helps the kids, yeah.
You ask him for whatever, he'll be there. You know.
Does he have a regular job, Richie?
He's an electrician. Man.
He's a gym rat if there ever was one, man. Yeah.
So he's in great shape, though, I will say.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes in there all the time.
And he goes in with the younger guys
yeah.
and trades punches?
Yeah,
wow.
He lets them. He'll work real good with them, you know. So as he's working with them, lets the kids, you know, throw their punches at him, and then he's got a mean right hand too. So he'll make sure they
oh,
keep
yeah?
the ends up. So.
What's the best boxing movie ever made?
Oh man, I don't even know about that.
No.
Jesus.
There's a lot of them.
There's all these tough questions here.
Okay. All right, folks. We hope to see you Friday, June 7th. Out at St. Barnabas, what is that, 101st?
102nd and Longwood.
102nd and Longwood Drive. It's a great night, especially if the weather is nice.
10121 South Longwood.
10121 South Longwood Drive in Beverly. Great boxing. It's only $10 for kids, $20 for adults. Yeah. Now, some kids don't have to pay, right, little kids. I mean, Frankie Moran had his grandchildren there.
I'm not going to advertise that.
They didn't pay. Yeah, okay. But there's a great picture of your dad here. And
yeah, these guys did a good job on this on this poster.
Yeah. It is old school. It's very collector's item, actually.
Yeah, the guys wanted to make collector's item out of them, so they're going to be there. They'll have a bunch of these at the show, too.
Oh,
so,
good. They'd be great. You can frame them.
People
they look great.
Them,
yeah.
It's like, hey, where'd you get these pictures? I had them floating around all the time. And they're actually pretty neat pictures. So he did a good job putting it on the poster.
What year is this from, do you know?
Maybe 69 or
probably
70.
At Coolin's Gym,
yeah.
right? He was at Coolin's Gym?
Yeah, he trained there a lot. That's where he was with he would see Muhammad there.
Yeah. Pickle and I just put in a grant application for a film about boxing coaches. We got a lot of great footage of your dad, and then we would shoot and interview other coaches, but we'll put you in it if we get the money.
Yeah.
But we'll see you Friday, June 7th. Everybody get out there. Say hello to Morgan McGarry.
Yeah.
Say hello to Rich Casillas if you see him.
Yeah, yeah.
It starts at 6 to 10. They have burgers
food
and stuff outside
oh,
and
yeah.
beers and cold drinks. It's just a beautiful summer night. So hope and it's for a good cause.
Yeah, you got a couple different charities are on school fundraisers that we're going to be doing for. So we'll be splitting it up. So hopefully do all right.
All right. Morgan McGarry, a Mount Carmel alumnus, I might add.
Right.
Also a Marine veteran and a firefighter. So thank you so much for everything you do.
Appreciate it.
God bless
you.
You're a good guy. All right. We're going to take a little break on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back. Hibernian Radio. Hey, Morgan McGarry, he's terrific. If you get a chance, get over there June 7th over at St. Barnabas in the parking lot. It's a great night out, and we salute him. Now, we have a very special guest tonight. Because it was last minute, I don't know if you saw the email blast we put out. It said, from the headlines to Hibernian Radio, we have the one and only Chicago Fire Department paramedic, Melanie Howe. Welcome to the show, Melanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Good to have you. Hey, you know what? We need a seltzer water for Melanie. Because he's coming back. He'll be back. If not, I'll drink that. Very informal here.
Very good. I like it.
So how long have you been a firefighter?
I have been a paramedic for 22 years.
Paramedic. Wow. And what made you get into that?
Well, see, it's what my people do.
Yeah. Your family?
Yes.
I'm a
third generation CFD.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's great.
My dad's grandfather retired as the 18th Battalion.
Yeah.
My dad did 34 years.
Wow.
He's been retired about 8 years now. And there were 11 of us at one time, but all that's left is myself, my husband, my little brother.
How many kids in your family?
Four.
Okay, but none of them went into it.
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, really?
Yes. Both of my brothers are firefighter paramedics.
Oh, really?
One is for Chicago and the other works in River Forest.
River Forest. I raised my kids there.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's a great
town.
It
took me about 3.5 years to remember what it was called. If that's a place, that's where he works.
Okay, so, yeah. And so you've been in Chicago, though, the whole time?
The whole time.
And where's your husband a fireman?
My husband is a paramedic in ambulance 45 at Madison and Levitt.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So that's great. It's a family tradition. You know, we've noticed there's a lot of that in the police and fire departments.
We do that.
This show is all about Irish first responders.
Oh, cool.
Because we feel there's a genealogical link between Irish mythological warriors and our Irish first responders today.
Huh. So through you.
You're a warrior.
Oh, well.
We salute you.
Thank you.
Now, I know you know our old friend Pat Fitzmaurice, who's been on the show several times. And you and he work together?
He's my chief.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, he's quite the character.
He definitely is that.
Yeah. I wrote a book about the 2015 mayoral election, and he plays a big part in the book.
Well, I bet he does.
Oh, yeah. He does not hold back. He's terrific.
No, he's pretty great.
Yeah.
He really is.
So I'm on the internet 2 weeks ago. I can't remember what I was doing, and all of a sudden this thing popped up, and I see Pat Fitzmaurice on WGN News. And so I went, oh, what's he up to now? And then I see you. Now, I got to tell you, you were really good with the cameras and everything. Tell us what happened.
We were coming out of the hospital at Norwegian, and we got to run to another firehouse. And it came
Where's
up
Norwegian?
Norwegian is at Francisco and Division, roughly.
Okay.
So it's an emergency room we're in and out of all day. It's a busy place. So it's not too far from where we responded to Pulaski, just north of North Avenue. And it said on our alarm terminal that we had an abandoned baby, but that happens often.
Sure.
Not often, but it happens, you know. So I actually was on the phone with my husband when I got the job, and I told him what we were going for, and I hung up, and then he sent me a text and said, no, you can't bring it home. And I said, we'll see what you, Killjoy. Yeah. Anyway, we really didn't know what we were walking into.
Yeah.
And that was a newborn on the floor of the firehouse getting CPR. We had no idea.
Yeah.
So those guys were amazing. The engine in the truck. Fortunately, it's a very busy house, busy ambulance, busy truck and engine companies. But we were really lucky that the engine and the truck were in quarters when this woman came and dropped off this baby.
Right.
And so they were already well into the treatment. They did such a great job.
They had the baby right there on the floor?
They did.
Yeah.
And
how big was it?
He was like brand new, 6.5 pounds maybe.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So just a tiny little baby, cord still attached, the whole bit. And they were doing CPR. They started the treatment, and we just dove right in.
Yeah.
And continued what they had started with them.
No, I heard it's difficult because their veins are so small and they're so tiny.
Everything's little.
Yeah.
They're just so little. You'd be amazed how easily 12 people can get their hands on this kid, though. And we were back and forth and in and out doing all kinds of things.
Wow.
Around this little tiny guy.
Yeah.
And it was cool because he was freezing cold, you know, and we had no idea history, you know, we don't know anything. He came in a grocery bag.
Yeah.
And we thought for sure that there was no possibility, you know, but we're going to do
was
everything
he blue?
Anyway. No, he wasn't. Yeah. He was just so cold. He really wasn't blue. He looked, actually his color was pretty good.
Yeah.
What concerned me was the umbilical cord that was still attached was really white. Now the umbilical cord is a vessel, so it's blue or purple.
Yeah.
But this was white, which means all the blood was out of it.
Oh.
But then we started seeing little bits of movement.
Yeah.
And little breathing. And we thought, well, look at this. And what I had my partner right away go out and get some hot packs. I keep a lot of hot packs in the rig. When you get the people on the street, their hands are always freezing cold.
Yeah.
So I give them a hot pack to warm up their hands. And I keep a lot on my rig. So I said, give me a bunch of hot packs. She brought them, and we put them in between the blanket, you know, so they can burn the delicate skin. So we put the blankets around.
Oh, maybe, okay.
So it brings body temperature up. And that's when we started getting a response from them.
Yeah.
So we noticed his movement was so almost indiscernible. So we kept stopping and looking. Is this us or is it them? Is it him?
Yeah.
It turned out it was him.
Yeah.
So that's when we decided we could move with them, and we did.
And I mean, you could take him to the hospital.
Right. Well, babies are portable. You know, you could do everything while you're moving with them.
Yeah.
Adults, you've got to kind of stay and play, but we can move with them because you can do everything while you're carrying them.
Yeah.
So, and we took a couple of guys from Engine 76 with us. And moved on to the hospital, and we kept everything up as we were going, the IV. We couldn't get a tube in his throat, but it turned out he started breathing on his own pretty quickly anyway.
Wow.
And what we figured out was that the fact that he was so cold and hypothermic was probably what saved his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he could have bled out of that cord, but the vessels are clamped down. We have a saying. It's they're not dead until they're warm and dead. So we never call a hypothermic patient dead until they've reached a certain
room
core body
temperature.
Right. Yeah. Right, right.
Okay.
So there we are.
Now, how old? You figured out later he was just a couple hours old?
We figured out the detectives, the word got to us that he was maybe 10 hours old by the time
he
got to us.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. The story really twisted a lot. It really twisted a lot as the stuff started to unfold.
Oh, yeah, because first they said they found it, and then they found out it was the grandmother and all this stuff.
One.
And yeah.
I'm trying really hard not to focus on the family, and I'm just trying to stay positive with his outcome, which is so far great.
Is it?
It is. It
now,
is.
There was a story I read that all you guys were in the emergency room, you know.
And you couldn't have tore us away.
Yeah.
We were there.
This is all the firefighters and paramedics are in the emergency room.
Yes.
Waiting to find out if he was. Now, is there a name? Was this kid named?
He was. I don't know that he was named officially, but he was being known as Patrick Casey Doe.
Anything to do with Patrick Fitzmaurice?
Of course. And Casey is for this lovely police officer, the sweetest woman. She stayed with us the whole thing.
Oh,
she
no
escorted
kidding.
Us to the hospital. Yeah. She escorted the transport team to Lurie with him.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually texting with her today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's a lovely woman. And her father's name was Patrick. My father's name is Patrick. So it all works out.
Yeah. When I called you, I said, I'm calling because Pat Fitzmaurice and Pat Kwan gave me your phone
That's
number.
Right.
And you said, oh, all these Patricks.
All the Patricks. Well, my firstborn, too, the one giving me hell today, is also Patrick.
Yeah.
So,
so Patrick Casey Doe.
Yes.
Hopefully he'll keep that name.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's waiting in the emergency room, and finally they say, it's going to be okay.
We started noticing things. We saw little bits of movement. There was so many people in there. The staff in the ER was like, you guys, you know. But there was, you know, we were kind of fuming at first thinking, I'm looking for the mother. But
exactly.
That wears off after a little bit. Yeah. You start thinking a little more and more about, I don't know what it's like for her.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what she was going through. So
a
little empathy takes over, or maybe just humanity takes over.
It turns out she was a teenager or something.
She's just a kid.
Yeah.
Had no idea what.
And so was the father, right?
Also, yes.
Yeah.
The grandmother, however, is not a child, but that's a whole different thing.
But she's only 34-year-old grandmother.
That's okay. But anyway, so we started noticing, we saw this little fist go up. And,
oh, no kidding.
And we'd sneak around back so we could, you know, the back of the room to get a better view.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many people working on them. They brought in the neonatologist from home, and all the nursing staff was working on them. And meanwhile, my people are still bringing more patients in, and, you know, because the West Side doesn't stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It all just keeps business as usual, keeps rolling, even though we've got this big thing going on. But I was at the hospital probably 3 hours trying to get the paperwork done.
Well, I got to tell you, that was one of the greatest press conferences I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. I have never done that before, so much so that I had no idea it was live.
Yeah.
I had put my phone in the pocket.
And you had everybody behind you, your coworkers,
and they turned to stone as soon as the lights went on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on, you guys.
Yeah, they were like, you say it, you know. You did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, you handled yourself beautifully, and it was just terrific. And that's, you can play that tape, play that for Patrick Casey Doe someday.
I'm going to try to never see it again. It's you know.
For those of you who are listening, you should check it out. It's really good. Yeah.
I've never done that before, but it's, what we do is important to me. It's a family business. It's a thing.
Yeah.
And these, you know, this is, while it's an interesting run, it's an unusual run. This is what we're out there doing all the time. And good press for that doesn't hurt
Absolutely.
Anybody. So
you're saving lives.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are.
I'm sure you saved that one. That's for sure.
I sure hope so. Yeah. Seems like he's doing great. He went home.
Did he really?
Not to his family.
Oh,
he went
to
foster care. But yes, he was discharged from the hospital.
Wow.
And he's doing well.
That's a very good sign.
Meeting the benchmark so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Amazing.
I think so.
Okay. Any other, was that the pinnacle of your career so far? Or any other adventures that you've been in through?
We've done a lot of adventures.
I can imagine.
I mean, in many years. But it was kind of neat because that was the middle of 3 days of saves. three work days.
So oh, really?
I had a 30-year-old that respiratory arrested on me. We got him back right away. I had my little guy. And then the next day, we had a cardiac arrest that we saved as well. That doesn't happen as often as it seems like it would, but that was kind of a neat 3 days, satisfying.
Yeah.
You know, some days are just all full of...
She's got something she's going to get. Okay. All right. We're out here on the patio at Lizzie McNeil's. It's beautiful out here, isn't it?
It is so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're breaking my heart telling this story. I got it's just so moving, you know, and proud of you.
Thanks. Yeah. It's nice to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, how's your husband feel? Is did he see you on TV?
He did.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
He said, I'm only the second best paramedic in the house.
Because he's a paramedic, too.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, that's terrific.
My dad's pretty beside himself. So.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that is my daddy. So.
Your dad saw the whole thing?
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't. Not for a minute.
Now, where did you grow up?
In Beverly.
Where in Beverly?
100th and Wood.
And where'd you go to school?
Sutherland and Morgan
oh,
Park.
Oh, sure. Where do your kids go?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you went to Morgan Park?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And then you decided did you go right out of high school? Or did you go to college?
I went to college.
Yeah.
And I went to EMT school my last semester at NIU.
Ah, at Northern.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and continued from there.
Good
so
for you.
I was always going to be a paramedic, but I was 17 when I graduated from high school and not old enough. So
oh.
I had to do something in between.
You got out of high school early.
I did.
Now, is it tough having three, is it two or three kids you got? Two.
Two.
Two boys.
Yes.
So you're a mom and a paramedic.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy.
No, it's not. But, you know, it works out okay. My husband is also. So
you guys are on split shifts or whatever, something like that, right?
Yeah, he works the day before me.
Oh, okay.
So we get 2 days we're both at work and 2 days that we're home, usually, unless we're doing extra shifts, which we do occasionally. Try not to do it too much. But
yeah.
Yeah, but it's good. You know, I'm home 5 days a week with my kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so is he. So he's with them when
I'm
not.
What do the kids say about, 11 and 13, they know what's going on.
Oh, right? My goodness. The eyes rolling all in their heads. They're at glorious ages where I can't do a single thing right. They're pretty great, really, though. My kids are pretty cool. So.
Well, I think you're doing something right. So.
Thanks.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
If you want to come back later, we'd love to talk to you. You know, you're going to have more adventures, you know. We know
I've
that.
I've got 10 years of adventures left.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and we'd love to have you back.
Well, thank you.
And we're so proud of you.
It was really nice meeting you. Thanks
great
for having me.
Great to meet you. Thanks so much, Melanie. You're listening to Hibernian Radio. We got Melanie Howe here. It's a big story of the last couple of weeks. And we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support CONCERN Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, CONCERN has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support CONCERN today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind. and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
And we're back, Hibernian Radio. Wow, Melanie Howe, wasn't she terrific? That's what the show's all about, you know, saving a baby's life. It's just a day at the office for her, but she's a great lady. I can tell that just by talking to her, so keep her in your prayers because it ain't easy out there for these first responders. Now, Billy, if you would please, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window, Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great Irish saloons, Barney Callahan's, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy, who died?" Charlie Riley, Jr., age 77, a United States Naval veteran, husband of 56 years to Roberta, Bobby, and he was the devoted father of Julie Riley and Lori. He was a graduate of St. Sabina, class of 1956, and he was waked at Sheehy's, where all the right people go. God rest his soul, Charles F. Riley, Jr. Now, there's a friend of mine. I might have mentioned her briefly last week, but it just broke my heart. Mary Briannan White from County Louth, the wee county, Ireland. She's a co-owner and operator of Duffy's Tavern in Forest Park, where both of my sons tend bar. I've been known to spend some time there as well. And Mary is just a doll, just a saint. She was the sister of Patrick and Michael, who both flew in from Ireland for her funeral and wake. She was a caring cousin and friend of many, both in Ireland and the U.S. I went to the wake. I didn't get to the funeral. My sons went. My son Billy said the brothers came in from Ireland, and they took everybody to Gibson's after the funeral. Pretty classy. But Mary was such a classy lady and so good to me and my family. Brought up groups at the Irish American Movie Hooli. She would bring groups. She would set up book signings for me to do at Duffy's. I loved her. She was just terrific, and we're going to miss her. So God rest her soul, Mary Briannan White. Also, Patrick Higgins, a native of Westport County, Mayo, a husband of Martina, and the loving father of Margaret and Michael. God rest his soul, Patrick Higgins. And Mary A. O'Connor, she was a Joyce, a native of Islandmore, County Mayo, Ireland, beloved wife of 58 years to Robert, and the mother of Mary, Morris, James, Noreen, and Sheila. She's a member of the Mayo Association, the Irish American Heritage Center, St. Patrick's Fathers, and Gaelic Park. God rest her soul, Mary O'Connor. And I think we can close up the crypt now on that one. But thanks to PJ for every week being our Obit Scout. You know, I want to remind everybody, of course, you have June 7th. You've got the McGarry Boxing Club and the boxing exhibition over at St. Barnabas' parking lot. But also June 20th, the Ancient Order of Hibernian Division 59 is going to present yours truly, me, Mike Houlihan, at the Mount Greenwood Library for a talk. I'm going to tell some stories, kind of a Shanicky bit, but I also have some new stories to tell from a new thing I'm working on called Southside Irish Mythology. We hope to see you all there. Also, the pipes and drums of the Emerald Society. Got a note from our old pal, Jeff. What's Jeff's name? Can't remember it. Jeff. Anyway, he was on the show like 3 weeks ago. He had a lot of great stories. Don't forget who he said. Hey, Hooley, you forgot to mention the pipes and drums of the Emerald Society will be at Gaelic Park this weekend. It's a big Irish fest this weekend at Gaelic Park. Hope they have good weather. But the drum pipes and drums of the Emerald Society will be there. Also, the Larkin and Moran brothers are going to be playing at the Emerald Society Rib Fest Monday night, June 10th at the FOP Lodge, 1412 West Washington. I'm going to try and get over there for that because I like ribs. And speaking of Gaelic Park, our old pal Liam Durkin is playing Gaelic Park on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, that's tonight. You can get over there and see him tonight. He's at the Tara stage from 9:30 to 11. And tomorrow, he's at the Crossroads stage from 3:15 to 4. And the Emerald stage from 6:45 to 8:15 p.m. tomorrow at Gaelic Park. Head on out there for a great time. Also, there's so much stuff going on because it's summer, you know? And that's great. Our friends over at Chief O'Neill's are presenting the Juniper, an international gin expo. That's scary, sounds to me. But it's kicking off Friday, May 31st. That's next Friday. From 6:30 to 9, weather permitting, they'll be in the garden there. Over at Chief O'Neill's, 3471 North Elston Avenue. Go see our friends Siobhan and Brendan McKinney. Juniper Fest is a gin expo showcasing the very best in handcrafted gin from around the world. Some brands are so new to Chicago that there's a very good chance you won't have heard of them yet. So be among the first to taste them. Dingle Gin. Gunpowder. That's a good name for gin. Garnish Island. Ornabrack, to name a few. They'll also feature delicious, authentic Irish appetizers to accompany the spirit tastings. And then, of course, they have Beefeaters, Bombay, Blackwater, Dingle, all the great gins, Glendalough. Discover why we think gin is the best thing to happen to cocktails since the Ice Cube. Although, you know, Billy had a little remark he made about a good gin and tonic the other day. I won't tell the audience because it's somewhat obscene. But it's a gin and tonic could do the trick, that's for sure. Okay, what else am I plugging? Oh, our friends, Mary and Bernard over at Barney Callahan's have a big country on Western musical festival coming up Saturday, June 29th over at 106 18 Southwestern Avenue. We'll be telling you more about it. Tickets available at countryonwestern.com. Barney Callahan's is, of course, a great spot. If you ever heard, you know, you want to get over there, just say hello to our friends Mary and Bernard at Bernard Callahan's. Barney Callahan's Irish Pub, 106 18 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar, and there's always something going on. Hey, tell them Hooley sent you. What else can I tell you? Oh, hey, drop in and see our friends Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub, 6462 South Central Avenue. It's one of the best pubs in the Midway era. I saw Liam Durkin there just a couple weeks ago, and he was terrific. And Liam, of course, will be playing Irish Fest this weekend. Also, the Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish community, check out the Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call 847-872-0700 or email Cliff at IrishAmericanNews.com. Our old pal Cliff. Okay. Now, you know what? We have a piece of music, Billy, that our old friend Matthew Patrick Anderson. He's a country western guy himself, actually. And he was the manager of Kevels, where I spent a lot of time before they tore it down. And my son's tended bar there, too. I usually go where my son's tend bar because, you know, I'm trying to squeeze a free drink, of course. But there was a guy who owned Kevels, Frank Kevel, the one and only Frank Kevel, an infamous, legendary man. And his favorite expression was, absolutely. You know, hey, Frank, can I get another drink? Absolutely. Hey, Should I take a cab home? Absolutely. final, Frank. Anyway, Matt wrote a terrific song called Absolutely, dedicated to Frank Kevel. And Kevels is no longer there, of course, but Frank is still with us. God bless him. So you'll get a kick out of this if you ever went to Kevels. It's called Absolutely, and it's performed by our old pal, Matthew Anderson.
Well, have you got another bottle? Absolutely. Can I bum a Newport from you? Absolutely. Well, this whole night's gone insane, but I'll be back again. Will you be here when I get here? Absolutely. Does my mother know your mother? Absolutely. Did my sister kiss your brother? Absolutely. And if I find myself in jail, can I call you for my bail? No, but I know some lawyers. Absolutely.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
And we're back, Hibernian Radio. Your old pal Mike Houlihan. Thanks for listening. We're brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal And Mike Haggerty, Buick, GMC, Volkswagen. Hey, are you looking for a car? I'm telling you. Get your keister over to Mike Houlihan, Buick, GMC over at Mike Haggerty. Mike Haggerty. I wish I owned it. I don't. Get over to Mike Haggerty, Buick, GMC. Get yourself a deal. Tell them Hooli sent you. And you will get a deal. I guarantee it. They like first responders. Speaking of first responders, our friend Larry Casey, who's going to be on the show in a couple weeks, has a new book out called Stories of a Chicago Police Officer. Hilarious, serious, unbelievable, but true. It's got 30 new stories added. I guess this is a rewrite. But it's finally available for purchase. And so, anyway, he sent me the book. And it's about a cop known as Murphy. And I'm going to read it and tell you all about it, but we're looking forward to having Larry on the show in a couple of weeks. But look for it, I guess, online, Amazon, or go to storiesofachicagopoliceofficer.com. Storiesofachicagopoliceofficer.com. A portion of the proceeds goes to the Police Memorial Foundation. Now, our old pal Barney Farrelly forgot about us or couldn't make it or whatever, but he was going to tell us all about Gaelic Park Irish Fest. And I want to remind everybody, it's on right now, Saturday night. It's on right now, and you could get in the car right now and get over there. You could still catch, well, Liam Durkin was on from 5:15 to 6, but you could catch on the performing arts stage, Emer Arkins. Oh, the great Emer Arkins. She went to Ireland with us last year, and she's just terrific, and she's playing with Eileen Gannon. On the performing arts stage, 7 o'clock, The Confirmation Suit, Martin Murphy. This is theater. The McCrackens and The Waiting Room by Wildflower. Storytelling at the Sea Pool by the Gaelic Park Players. I'll bet Barney's in that. And from 9:45 to 11 p.m. tonight, Emer Arkins and Eileen Gannon. I hope Emer does The Darling Girl from Clare. And then Sunday, tomorrow. Well, of course, you want to get over there right away at 11 o'clock and see the Fitzgeralds. The Pipes and Drums of the Emerald Society from 3:15 to 4. Nathan Carter. Wow, there's a big act. Liam Durkin from 6:45 to 8:15 over at the Emerald Stage. And Maggie Speaks from 6:45 to 10:45. Also, the Shepherd School of Irish Music, our old pal Devin Shepherd on the Celtic Stage. The Pipes and Drums of the Emerald Society will be playing there as well. On the Crossroads stage, you got the Fenians. You have Liam Durkin again from 3:15 to 4. Colm Keegan. Emer Arkins and Eileen Gannon from 8 to 10:30. Wow, that's a great way to end your night. The Leprechaun. Hey, there's something going on. Get over there. You will love it. And hopefully the weather will hold. And it's a great night here out on the patio with Lizzie McNeil's. Join us one of these nights because I guarantee a good time. Next week, we got the amazing Jerry Hughes from the Chicago Fire Department. And now I have one little joke left. I think that Skinny told me it happened, I guess, at Lori Lightfoot's inauguration. And he told me, I guess we're out of time. We can't tell that. Well, all right. We'll see you later. Bye, everybody. Thank you. God bless you. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening. See you later.
And I started walking. Oh, I started walking. I just buckled up my shoes.